even as the African Union's outgoing and incoming leaders called for warring parties in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to respect a ceasefire. M23 rebels seized another key city in the region, and fighting continued to rage. DRC President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan leader Paul Kagame both attacked the AU, accusing it of lacking credibility. The AU wrapped up its annual summit on Sunday in Addis Ababa. An African affairs analyst at Fitz University in Johannesburg, Professor Bob Wekesa, says the AU lacks authority and some of its members don't respect it. He notes that the AU has never been good at ending conflict, one of its primary mandates.
We have to remember that this is the African Union that was taking over from the Organization of African Unity, which had been accused of merely being a barking dog that couldn't bite. And so from the optimism of the founders of the AU, including Thabo Mbeki, Olusegun Obasanjo, Abdoulaye Wade, in 2000 to present, it has more failed than succeeded, in my opinion.
International relations expert Professor Gilbert Kadiagala says the AU and its Peace and Security Commission have very limited powers.
All the powers are with the member states. The commission is there to implement what member states are coming up with. So we have to be very modest about their roles on everything from financing to conflict resolution to peace building.
Kadiagala says it's difficult to stop conflicts on the continent because there's little unity among member states, not because the AU is badly structured. For instance, he points out, some member states condemn the role Rwanda is playing in eastern DRC, while many others stay silent. The United Nations and the DRC government accuse Rwanda of backing the M23 rebels and of having sent Rwandan forces into Congolese territory. The Kigali government has never said it directly backs the rebels, but says it's defending its territory. Rwanda also accuses Kinshasa of backing a rebel group that aims to overthrow the Kigali government. Kadiagala says the AU sanctions some countries for conducting coups and not others.
I think we've pretty much lost the war on unconstitutional change of government. We've seen this happening in Mali, in Niger, in Burkina Faso. Those countries are still suspended from the African Union. And there is really no momentum for them to do what the AU told them to do, which is you need to return back to constitutional rule.
He says it's unfair to expect the AU alone to solve complex conflicts, such as those in DRC and Sudan.
The AU peacekeeping mechanisms are the last resort. First line of responsibility with nation states, because these countries are independent, so they have to put their houses in order. The second level of responsibility is sub-region organizations like SADC, the East African Community, what's happening in the Congo. This is the level at which these countries have to show that they can in fact help countries that are in conflict resolve their problems.
Kadiagala says the AU's new leaders would do well to instill a culture of proactive conflict prevention within the organization, so disputes are not left to simmer before they become wars. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.